You're listening to the Cathedral of Higher Praise, located at 155 Grand Avenue in the city of New Haven, Connecticut, where Dr. Philip Boone is the senior pastor. Stay tuned for the Word of God to be taught by the man of God, Dr. Philip Boone, senior pastor of the Cathedral of Higher Praise.
Good morning and blessings to you on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. As I come to you this morning, I praise his holy name. I thank him for all that he continues to do in spite of all circumstances that surround this world, that surrounds this nation, that surrounds our households today. There seems to be a lot of unrest, a lot of unruliness, a lot of unjust, a lot of situations that are going on that appears that we have no control over. But we know that God is in control of everything. My heart reaches out to those that are being affected by the situations that are happening today. But the Lord also said that there is nothing new under the sun. And when these things happen, as we've witnessed over the last month, couple of months, the last few years, it is because the exposure through social media makes it clearer for us to see. This pandemic has caused so many people to be locked down in their own houses, looking at the news and looking at TV and trying to find answers. And in the midst of finding answers, they're finding out some things that maybe people would have been too busy to pay attention to. But the nation and the world has been pulverized and pulled together, Lord, to see the injustice that is happening. So sometimes in the midst of what the enemy might mean for our bad, God can turn it around for our good. And I think one of the things that is good that is happening is that people are seeing some of the things that they would not have paid attention to before or just would have been too busy. But God has slowed things down where we must take time to recognize, number one, the things that are going on in the world, and number two, to recognize who he is. In the book of Moses, in the book of Exodus, it talks about the familiar story of Moses and the burning bush. God chose Moses. And I want to say to you this morning that when you are being chosen, it opens up new opportunities and responsibilities. But when you're passed over, it means that you continue in the same old routine and the same problems that you had before. So to give you a little, I will be expounding upon Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 to 6, and then verses 11 through 15. Before I go into reading that, I just want to give you a little bit of history before we get to this chapter. You see, Moses was rescued in the river by the daughter of Pharaoh. He was adopted into the royal family. He was raised, he was educated, and he was in a position to succeed Pharaoh. But there was a certain point in time that he found out his birthright. He realized that he was raised by his own mother who gave him up in fear of him being killed. Once Moses realized his birthright, his feelings and his emotions toward the Egyptians could never be the same. His feelings towards his own people, the Hebrew people, could never, ever be the same. Now, I have to say that while Moses did not know, he had several victories that he had leading the Egyptian army. And he was highly looked upon and highly favored. But to be looked upon and highly favored by men has nothing to do, and it's minimal in comparison to being highly favored by God. One day Moses goes out and he sees one of his fellow Hebrew men being mistreated by an Egyptian. So his emotions come up and he reacts violently and he kills the Egyptian. The Bible says he looked to the left, he looked to the right. But then he buried him. The next day, Moses comes upon Hebrew brother fighting against Hebrew brother. And he goes to reprimand them, and one of them turns around and says, "Will you kill me like you killed the Egyptian?" So two things happen that we should be aware of. Number one is that even though Moses buried the Egyptian, he looked around and he buried the Egyptian, and he thought that no one knew. But when this man said, "Will you kill me like you killed the Egyptian?" he realized that people knew what he did. That goes on to say that you can hide things, but somebody is going to see what it is that you've hidden. The other thing is that somebody said something, because the scripture says that Moses killed the Egyptian and he looked from side to side and he could see nobody, so he buried him. That somebody was the one, possibly, who Moses saved, who went back and spoke of it. And when he spoke of it, it got around. So while Moses thought that nobody knew anything, somebody knew something. And while we're running around thinking that nobody knows anything, somebody knows something. So now, Moses has nothing left to do when he realizes that people knew that he killed this Egyptian. And then he also realizes that when the word would get back to Pharaoh, that they would come looking for him. Now Moses has nothing left to do but cross the Red Sea. And as he goes over to the other side, he's befriended by a man named Jethro, who happens to be a priest of the Midian. Moses marries the daughter of Jethro and settles down to the life of being a shepherd. So there's a couple of things that happens there. Moses marries into a godly family because his father-in-law is a priest. Moses crossed the Red Sea. So when God later on tells him to cross the Red Sea, he already knows the Red Sea. He would already know the dangers that one would encounter crossing the Red Sea. He would already have traveled that way before, running from danger. You see, sometimes God, in his own way, prepares us for something he's going to do later. So while you're going through things, you might not know why God is doing this in that season of your life. But God might be preparing you for another time that he's going to use you in that same situation. So one day, while herding the sheep, let me go back for a minute. Moses spent 40 years in the desert before he would go back to Pharaoh. And there's something about that 40 years and that number 40. 40, the number of years Moses was in the desert, humbled by God to remove all the fleshly ideas, emotions ingrained by his Egyptian training. 40 years the children of Israel would have to go through walking around this same mountain in the wilderness before they would reach the promised land. Because in the 40 years, all the fleshly comments and ideas of those who had started that journey had to be gone before they could get into the promised land. So the scriptures that I'm going to read today, Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 to 6, and verses 11 through 15 reads as thus. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire. It did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that Moses had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And now in the verse 11. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers have sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelite. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Standing before the bush, which burned but is not consumed, Moses heard the voice of God. Take your shoes off. The ground that you are standing is holy ground. Wherever God is, that is a place that is holy. Then comes the call of God of the mountain, go down to Egypt and set my people free. Can you imagine the thoughts that must have raced through Moses' mind that day? If I get caught, I will be imprisoned. Maybe I would be killed. What good would that do? Why can't those people stand up for themselves? Why don't they have any backbone and just walk away from Egypt? Why couldn't they just do as I did? Maybe they could do it in groups of two or three. Maybe all of them wouldn't make it, but some of them will make it. Why do they need me? In his own way, Moses is being a captive in his own mind. Moses, his whole life has been an escapee. He was saved by the daughter of Pharaoh, raised by his own mother. But is it possible to be a captive in your own mind, even though God has done some miraculous and amazing things in your life? So here's Moses, where God has filled his life with amazing things, amazing miracles. Yet, in his own understanding, in his own mind, he's being a captive, not realizing that the God that he served has done some things in his life that he never, ever could have asked for. He never, ever could have believed. God said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God brings back to Moses remembrance. You see, in the days of the patriarchs, when you recall the days and the gods of your father, there is a reverence and there's a respect that goes along with that. I am the God of your father Abraham, your father Isaac, your father Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, because he knew the God and remembered the God that he was serving. Because God did some miraculous things for his fathers. He did some miraculous things for Abraham. He did some miraculous things for Isaac. And he did some miraculous things for Jacob. And now it was Moses' turn for God to use him to do some miraculous things. Some more miraculous things, because he had already did that. From his birth, it is the God of your fathers that has sent me. When Moses realizes that, he now looks at God and he looks at this burning bush in a new understanding and a new way. But even though he looks at him in a new way, the human flesh, the ideas and the questions of man will always come to God, and God has to quell them in our spirits. Moses, the scripture says, Moses says to God, suppose I say, what if I say these things to them and they don't believe me? How many times God has put you out there or has told you to do something, and in your mind you said, suppose they don't believe me? But God answers and says to Moses, I am who I am. That is to say, I am has sent me to you. I am who I am. That verse means he causes to be. I am who I am. It means he is, he will be. It means I am what I am. I will be what I will be. I will be whatever I will be. So the God that sent Moses is not only I am, but I will be, but I am what I am, or I will be what I will be. You see, God knew that the Israelites needed the I am. They needed deliverance from the Egyptians. So they needed the I am that is able to deliver them from their afflictions. They needed deliverance from bondage. And they needed the I am that was able to deliver them from Pharaoh's bondage. They needed somebody to lead them. And they needed the I am to give them the leader, to give them the deliverer, to lead them, to give them direction. You see, Moses himself, he needed the I am, because he needed the I am that will help him. He needed the I am to provide strength for the task. He needed power. He needed the I am to give him the power that when he stretched forth his hand, that he would have the power to overcome the rebellion. He needed the I Am that would be the spokesman that would be able to give the words to the people that they needed to hear. You see, God insists and promises to be with Moses and to bring Moses to the place of the burning bush again. Sometimes we wonder whether or not we'll be able to come back to where we once were. But God told Moses that I will let you come back, and I promise you that you will be able to come back to this same mountain and pray to your God. God made these promises to Moses. God make these promises to us today. You see, each and every one of us knows what it means to be trapped in our own minds, what it means to be trapped in our own hell, where we don't know whether or not we're going to be able to do something, especially when God puts us out there and tells us to do something. Misery and unhappiness, many unpleasant experiences we go through because it's part of our life story, and we wonder whether or not we're going to be able to get through it. Sometimes there's loneliness, there's frustration, there's alienation, there's despair. But I'm here to tell you this morning that without God, it's impossible to get rid of those afflictions. And people are longing for an escape. God wants me to tell you this morning and to assure you that if you trust in him, you'll get through this. All the situations that are going on today in the world, you'll get through this. Everything that's going on in your life today, you'll get through this. You don't have to fear. You'll get through this. You have that depression that you're going through, you'll get through this. The pain that you feel is never going to leave, you're going to get through it. When you feel like the load that you're carrying right now, that it'll never lighten, God is going to get you through this. When you feel stuck, when you feel trapped, when you feel locked in, God is saying today that you're going to get through this. If you're in a pit this morning, God is going to lift you up out of the pit. You will get through this. The scripture reads in Isaiah 43 and 2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame torch you. I am all that you need. I am able to deliver you from your affliction. I am able to get you out of your Egypt bondage. I am able to give you direction. I am able to be your deliverer. Oh, can you go back and can you look at the story of Daniel, delivered out of the lion's den? When you look at the story of Peter, locked down in prison, locked in chains, God delivered him. When you look at Jonah in the belly of the whale, God delivered him. When you look at little old David standing in the shadow of Goliath, God delivered him. When you look at the storm of the seas and the ship seems to be sinking and just about ready to go down, God delivered the disciples. When you look at the lepers that were walking around with the diseases, God delivered them. When you look at Thomas having doubt that Jesus had rose from the grave, God quelled his doubt. When you look at Lazarus in the grave, God raised him from the grave. When you look at Paul and all the shackles, God loosed the shackles. God is able to loose the shackles for you today. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame torch you. through the Red Sea on dry ground, God delivered the Israelites. Through the wilderness, God delivered the Israelites. Through the valley of the shadow of death, God continues to deliver us. Through the deep sea, God continues to deliver us. I want you to know this day that that word, through, is one of the favorite words that God uses in dealing with his people. And I say to you today that you will get through this. God says to you today that you will get through this. God doesn't make promises that he doesn't keep. God will help us. Not only will he help us, but he will equip us. He will get us out of the bondage that we're in. He will give us the strength and give us the power to complete the task that he has given and assigned us to do. In our moments of weakness, as we go through the things that are going on right now, in our weakness, we can be assured that God will carry us through. All he asks is that we humble ourselves down and ask him. All he wants is for us to humble ourselves down and ask him. He says, I am that I am all that you need. I am that I am all of your help. I am that I am all of your strength, all of the power that you need. I am able to reach my hand down and touch and heal your situations today. Today, if you're going through something, I want you to know that God says you'll get through this. If you have illnesses today, know that God says today that you will get through this. If you have all kind of financial, economic problems, God says today you're going to get through this. If you have problems in your relationships, God says you will get through this. You just have to trust and believe in God. That the same God that was there with Moses, the same God that was with Abraham, the same God that was with Isaac, the same God that was with Jacob, is the same God that is here today. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will get you through this. But you have to humble yourself down. And you have to repent. And you have to ask him. And you'll get through this. So today, if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, and you don't know him as your God, and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you today to accept him as your Lord and Savior. I also invite you, those who do know the Lord, I invite you to strengthen your trust and your faith in the Lord. Because you can be saved and you can have a relationship, but because darkness is around you, darkness is outside, that you might not realize that the promises of the Lord, that you will get through it. So I ask you to bow your heads wherever you are. As I pray a prayer, I pray that you pray with me. And I need you to pray for me, and I pray for you, and you pray for somebody else. Pray for the person next. Pray for the person across the street. Pray over your sons and your daughters. You know, sometimes they put themselves in situations where we want to go and we want to run and we can help them. And physically, we can't do it. But we can pray to God, our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they'll get through it. And when the praise report comes out, remind them that all praises go to God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who made us conquerors over each and every situation that we could possibly go through. So, Father, as we come to you on this great, precious, special morning, we give you praise and we give you honor, Lord. Father, we ask you right now in the mighty name, Lord, to touch those that need salvation. Those who will stretch forth their hands right now and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Lord, I believe that you died, crucified, and you died on the cross, and that you rose on that third day. And because of that, I can become a child of yours, and I can have eternal life, and I can live with you forever. Father, we pray that prayer for those and with those, Lord, who are seeking salvation. And Lord, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who know your name and those who worship you, but have forgot about the power of your name. We pray for those, Lord, who forgot that you are God and you are God alone. We pray for those who forget that you are the master of the universe, that you are the creator, the one and only true God, that you are the God I am that I am, and there is no other. Lord, we pray for them today. We pray for them, Lord, that they remember the miracles that you have performed already in their life. That they remember, Lord, that you said that you never leave them nor forsake them. That they remember, Lord, that you have parted Red Seas, that you have placed them on dry land, that you have set their foot upon a rock. We pray for those right now, because sometimes, Lord, we get weakened in our human experience. But Lord, in your infinite wisdom, we pray that you strengthen them today, Lord. We pray for their faith to be renewed. We pray, Lord, that they reach out and touch the hem of your garment today, Lord, and realize that because of you, that we'll get through this. So, Father, we thank you right now. We pray for this nation right now and all the things that we're going through, that those of us that are saints will pray and teach people that because God Almighty is on the throne, that we'll get through this. We pray for those families right now that are grieving, that have gone through situations, Lord, that are unthinkable, unfathomable, Lord, that are unjust. We pray for them right now, Lord, that you strengthen them, that they realize that they'll get through this. But we need your help, Lord. We need you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you and we magnify you, Lord. Because the more we magnify you and the more we praise your name, the more we realize in our hearts and our minds and our souls that you, God, will get us through this. Because you are, I am, that I am. So we bless your name today. Oh, hallelujah. We magnify your name today. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise and we give you honor, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your son, your amazing, magnificent sacrifice of your son, Lord. We thank you for the love that you have shown us, Lord. And Father, because of that, We know and we trust and we believe that we'll get through this. Oh, hallelujah. May God bless you today. May He give you praise, thoughts of praise. May He lift you up beyond your circumstances that you see today. May He lift you up so you see through spiritual eyes and not the physical eyes. Because the spiritual eyes will let you see that God will bring you through this.